Your news update is being brought to you by North Star Bank, guiding the way with locations throughout the Thumb area. Member FDIC. Hello, good morning once again. My name is Mac Kelly with Thumb Broadcasting and some of your local news stories. We'll start with Sunday night at 10:27 p.m., where deputies from the Huron County Sheriff's Office responded to reports of a suicidal individual at the Grant Township State Game parking lot. Sergeant Bradley Strosky was the first to arrive on the scene. He made contact with a family member of the 42-year-old individual who was found seated in his pickup truck at the end of a secluded road, approximately a quarter mile of Maxwell Road. The individual, who had traveled from his home in St. Clair Shores for deer hunting, left behind clues to his whereabouts, including a multi-page suicide letter found at his residence. Personal belongings, such as a cell phone and wedding ring, were also left behind. It was revealed that the individual suffering from severe depression had expressed intentions of provoking a fatal confrontation with law enforcement. He had been flagged, and the Law Enforcement Information Network is potentially seeking a lethal encounter with officers and was armed with a handgun himself. A swift response ensued with assistance from Michigan State Police troopers from the Caro Post. Despite challenges posed by inclement weather, including multiple thunderstorms, Sheriff Kelly Hansen and four deputies remained on the scene, utilizing night vision equipment and a borrowed handheld thermo imaging unit from the Owendale Fire Department. Six deputies alongside Sheriff Kelly Hansen approached the vehicle to within about 70 feet when a muffled gunshot was heard. Deputies discovered that the individual had attempted to take his own life but was still alive. Elkton Ambulance Service responded promptly and transported the subject to Scherer Hospital with a life-threatening severe head wound. He was airlifted the following morning to undergo emergency surgery. Now, as of last night, the subject remained alive. Sheriff Kelly J. Hansen emphasized the importance of seeking help for those struggling with suicidal thoughts. Support is available by texting or calling this very easy-to-remember number, 988. Anytime, that's the number, 988, something you can do anytime. And something else I would like to share with you at this moment is that it is Police Week in America, all over the country. So May 12th through the 18th, it's Police Week. Easy ways to thank an officer this week. You could send an email praising an officer. You could send a text message to an officer that you know or a family of an officer. Remind them that they are appreciated. Why, you could even call into a radio station and do a shout-out to that police officer. If you're a company or a business, maybe see if you can deliver a meal for them this week. If you have social media following, do a post encouraging your followers to thank an officer. Do you have grandchildren or children? Invite them to join you in writing handwritten notes and a crayon picture. And then drop them off to the station. And do you see a police officer in public as you're running your errands? Well, go out of your way to say thank you. And we've got a couple more here. Drop off a bouquet of flowers to the station with a note of gratitude. Grab a bundle of coffee cards and drop those off. You can also grab a banner or a huge card and have everyone at your church or your office sign it and deliver it to the station of your choice. Once again, it is Police Week in America. We'll be right back.
Building, buying, or refinancing your home is exciting, but it comes with hundreds of decisions. This is Lori Shornack, First Vice President and Mortgage Loan Officer at North Star Bank. Let us make the process a little easier with our competitive rates, flexible mortgage options, and local service.
And I'm Diane Gibbard, Vice President and Mortgage Loan Officer at North Star Bank. Right now, you'll receive $250 off closing costs when you finance through North Star Bank. Best of all, we'll walk you through the mortgage process and be there to help you every step of the way.
Who you bank with matters. Whether you're building, buying, or refinancing your home, you can trust Northstar Bank's mortgage lenders. The right financing will take some of the stress out of your project. Plus, take advantage of their loan special to receive $250 off closing costs. Offer must be presented at the time of application. Other closing costs will apply. Contact lender for cost estimate. Only one discount is permitted per loan. Offer expires July 31st, 2024. Loans are subject to credit approval. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. This is your news update here on Thumb Broadcasting. There is a Red Cross blood drive happening today. Well, about an hour and a half. Starts up at about 12:30 and goes to 6:30 tonight at the Knights of Columbus Hall in Bad Axe. Your blood donation could save lives, making a critical difference in our community. Whether you're a regular donor or considering your first contribution, your participation matters. There are two types of donations, they say, that you can make. One of them is, well, a blood donation. This is the most common type of donation, during which approximately a pint of whole blood is given. This type of blood donation usually takes about an hour. And then there is the Power Red donation. A Power Red donation collects the red cells but returns most of the plasma to the donor. The donors must meet specific eligibility requirements. For example, they need to have type A negative, B negative, or O blood. So don't miss out on this opportunity to give back and save lives today at the Knights of Columbus Hall on Van Dyke Road between DTE's Renewable Energy Center and McLaren's Thumb Region in Bad Axe. Again, 12:30 till about 6:30 tonight. Contact the Red Cross, or if you wish, or visit their website to schedule your appointment today. Nearly 50 homes were destroyed and dozens more were seriously damaged during severe weather last week in southwestern Michigan's Kalamazoo County. That's according to the County Emergency Management Director. The lost homes include 24 mobile homes near Portage. The National Weather Service confirmed four tornadoes in the region on May 7th, including one in the Kalamazoo area. Emergency Management Chief Mike Korfman says 28 people are still staying at an area shelter. He says they will never be able to return because their homes are gone. And lastly, Donald Trump is being joined at the courthouse in his New York hush money trial by an entourage of Republican supporters, including House Speaker Mike Johnson. Now, Johnson is traveling today with Trump in his motorcade, along with North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum, Florida reps, and Byron Donalds and Corey Mills and former GOP rival Vivek Ramaswamy. Their presence as Trump fixer turned foe Michael Cohen returns to the witness stand is a not so subtle show of support meant not just for Trump, but also for voters tuning in from home and for the jurors deciding Trump's fate. Cohen awaits a bruising round of questioning today from the ex-president's lawyers. Trump denies doing anything wrong. This news update was brought to you by Northstar Bank, guiding the way with locations throughout the Thumb area. Member FDIC. For the latest Thumb area news, always go to thumbnet.net.